Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. We are broadcasting from the free zones here in the heart of the American Redoubt, the safe haven and fallback position for patriots who have strategically relocated to the safe zones. Like, there are several across the country. The American Redoubt is probably by far one of the most prominent destination locations for patriots fleeing occupied territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty. Wouldn't you agree?
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. I would agree. And in fact, Idaho is more or less inundated to the point where there's no housing available left, to the point where now they're having to build people apartments. I mean, by the droves,
right.
And the prices are absolutely going through the roof. So how beneficial that is, I'm not really sure how some of the people that live there might feel about that right now.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about readout. A true readout is Jesus Christ. So no matter where you are,
He is our rock, haven, our fortress.
Yep, that's
absolutely.
Right. Yep, that's right. So don't feel too awful. And besides, you might be called to stay where you are and be the salt and light in your community, especially if your community is very dark. You are especially needed there.
Yeah. But wasn't it also, didn't that just make you just swell up with just so exciting and so... It was just awesome to see
in
this Coeur d'Alene summer.
And Sandpoint when the Patriots came out in force to block Antifa.
Yeah,
that was truly that was the capturing of American spirit right there. I feel
absolutely.
Because people showed up, not part of any group at all. No, I mean there's a couple groups,
right.
You know, but by and large there were. I mean, we're talking thousands that showed up that were from just their own ranch.
Right.
They've never been affiliated with any group at all, and they were not about ready to watch Antifa come in and destroy their hometown.
That's right.
And I just thought that was capturing American spirit right there, and so proud to see that.
I thought that was, to me, when I saw that, I'm like, that right there, that's the American Redoubt. Not high housing or lack of housing and apartments going up and the prairie being covered up with houses because they can't build them fast enough. You know, there's two sides.
I know,
to
exactly.
It. You know, there's the pros and cons, but it would be good to see. Well, here we are talking about prosperity and bring industry in. We're past that.
It's
like almost fall into the normalcy bias, right? Our country's just taken over. The Republic has fallen.
Yep.
Where it looks like we're 1935 Germany.
I would say 1938 because a little bit farther along even than that.
I think they were already, I have to look, weren't they already in camps?
Well, no, 38, they were just starting like Kristallnacht, and they were starting to trash Jews' stores and attack like businesses, Jewish businesses. And so I'm likening that to what we saw in Portland with the attacking of all those buildings and the whole occupying of Portland and then Seattle and all those other criminal actions taken by Antifa and other communist supporting groups like that.
That's right.
And so, you know, those were all highly, highly criminal insurrection acts.
Very clearly. Insurrection, insurgency, especially when it was endorsed by the media, by leftist politicians.
Yep, that's right.
Even
all the elected officials from the left.
So-called vice president, if you want to call her that, which is really a stretch. But the person pretending to be the vice president right now even said, these demonstrations need to continue.
That's right.
Even past the election. Oh, she just had a big old beaming smile across her face.
That's right.
But now
No hypocrisy there at all.
Right. They're rounding up patriots now that were in the Capitol on the 6th, for an event that lasted a couple of hours, and most of the violence was carried out by Antifa. And I, as far as I'm concerned, I think the Patriots should have stormed the Capitol and taken it over and taken our country back. I mean, I would not have been, I wouldn't have been sitting there going, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, because that was a coup. That was a coup. This, and in fact, proof, if you are questioning or doubting that that was a coup, how they are responding to us right now proves it.
Yep.
The fact that they are now demonizing and trying to criminalize previous administration supporters, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Never in the history of America has that ever happened, where, you know, you've got your Republican running against your Democrat, and then after the race is won, then the winner goes back and starts knifing all the previous supporters.
Yep.
That is insane. That is right there showing proof of a coup.
Just like yesterday, we were talking about that Democrat in Florida that is trying to push for, she's on the Armed Services Committee, pushing for the removal of Trump supporters
from the military.
From the military and our government.
She wants to see it in the public as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So very dangerous. But here, this is where all this is going. And they've already begun charging and arresting the people they've identified as having command and control. Where was it? The first arrests have been made for members of Patriot groups under a conspiracy charge. Conspiracy to, you know, insurrection and everything else. The same thing they're trying to charge President Trump with, but him inciting it, these guys carrying it out, right?
Right. That's so definitely 1938.
Oh, my goodness. One of the facets mentioned in the charges is, quote unquote, command and control. That's a military term. They're trying to militarize, right? Well, unfortunately, there wasn't command and control. There was social media where people are talking to each other, which means groups with organized hierarchy and, you know, organizational structure are particularly vulnerable to, you know, the government really targeting the Patriot community. And I've got a alert that was put out from the Alerts USA yesterday from Homeland Security. I'm going to read after the word of the day.
Okay.
Alarming people where we are right now.
That's right.
And we're going to add to the action items that we're putting out for Patriots.
Yep.
And so to help protect yourselves from this and future actions, direct action by a really unconstitutional communist regime.
Right.
Everything that they're arresting these people, going after, demonizing, for your personal beliefs you have a constitutional right to hold,
yep,
for things that you have a constitutional right to say. We're not talking about hurting anybody. We're just talking about supporting President Trump and flying a flag.
Right.
It means you're a racist, you're a nationalist, you're all these dangerous things that are dangerous to communists. And what's the most dangerous thing to a communist? The American patriot.
That's right.
So that's on the track that we're on. So we're going to talk more about that.
And so that we're clear, we have lost the Republic on our watch, people.
That's right.
The Republic has fallen with this illegal, criminal election stealing that we've just witnessed.
Yeah.
This is Trump won fair and square, and it was such a fraud and a theft. This was the biggest theft the world has ever seen.
This is Venezuela level.
Yes. Yep, this is Venezuela exactly.
Regime change. Yeah.
Yep, yep. And so we're letting everyone know the Republic has fallen.
Right.
We are currently in an illegitimate criminal takeover government.
Well, look at all these executive orders. I mean, how, if they're not.
He didn't even write them. He signs blank executive orders.
Oh, I got to find that. A listener asked, where did you see that? And I had it. It was a link. It was linked. And I'm going to have to dig for it. I just now remember that. I don't have it
right
in front of me.
And yeah, so he's like basically using executive orders like blank checks. He's just signing them and handing them off to whomever in the left.
Well, and until I can find that source, let's back up and say it's safe to say these executive orders are being pre-written. They're stacking them and sliding them across the desk as fast as he can sign them. He doesn't have the mental capacity
to write any of them.
These things are very intentional. They're very methodical. And he set the record for a number of executive orders signed by a president with this time in office. and this is, they are on a mission right now.
Yep.
And most of the stuff, there's so much of it is so unconstitutional, or at least it goes against the principles, American principles, and or any kind of moral base.
Right.
I mean, you know, the gender equality stuff now. So to allow men to be able to perform in women's sports.
Right.
Because they just identify as a woman. Their wording is, it's insanity. It's really lunacy. These are lunatics. The type of thinking that they're so irrational.
Right.
It's almost real. It's almost like a scripted storyline.
It is scripted. It's meant to be, according to Yuri Bresmanov, a previous KGB agent who defected to the West in 1970. He goes through a list of four different things that every communist takeover regime inflicts upon the nation they're attacking.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is the truth in the news. We are going to have to defend ourselves against this communist attack.
Right.
This is an attack.
Why? They're calling us the attackers.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Yep. This is what you're seeing right now is the kid that's like taunting you, pushing you, poking you, prodding you, and then you push back and they start yelling, teacher, teacher, he's mean, he's beating me up, he's a threat, and flipping it. You know, doing right. accusing you of what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is communist style.
Or they'll try to, you know, if they've got 10 of their friends there, somebody will punch you and then all their friends leave. And so then you take off after them and they run away screaming at you like, ah, oh no, now he's going to get me. They're all chicken. And so that's exactly what they're doing here. They're announcing all this news as if we're the attackers. That is not the case. So let's make sure that's not flipped.
Except
we are defending ourselves from their attack.
Right. Yeah. But it's unfortunately, it's becoming more sinister than that. They're just not just running away now. They're weaponizing
our
government entities that are there to protect us.
Yep.
These are resources that are made to, they were intended to uphold the rule of law and protect us. Of course, I've always had a problem with Homeland Security. I think it's the most disastrous, scariest moves we could have made for a free republic. But that was just the beginning of where the potential that has to go.
Right.
And we're seeing that. We're starting to see the potential now, and we're going to watch it unfold.
Right. And originally, when we first started this with this show, you know, the morning commute, we made sure and stated over and over, we are here to bring you the truth in the news. We are the watchman on the wall. And if we don't state it like it is in actuality, it comes upon us. Mm-hmm. And so this is the truth in the news. You are not going to hear this from any of your mass media, from any of your TV stations. In fact, we've told you to shut them off because they're lying to you. We're not here, and neither are you. None of us are here to be lied to our whole lives. And so turn off the lies. We are bringing you the truth.
Yep.
And the Republic has fallen.
Yes. Okay, now let's do the word of the day.
That's right. Okay, so the word of the day comes to us from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, which read, "There were present at the season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.'" And so in calling our enemies to repentance, this is an act of love that is still biblical, according to Luke 6:27-28, you know, which basically says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." And so an act of love toward a brother is always helping him to return, you know, to go and retrieve the lost sheep for the Lord, right? And those communists are about as lost as they can ever get. And so if you're If you're into Jesus, you know, that's about the best you might be able to do for your enemies. And an act of love right now is at least tell them to repent and that they are so lost and headed in the wrong direction. And so, you know, that's, I think at this point, this is the best we can do.
Yep, I agree. Thank you for that. That's really good. And that theme comes back around again, calling our enemies to repent. That's how you love your enemies.
Yep.
Because they're going to be separated eternally. If they don't turn around.
That's right.
You know, so yeah, it's a great message and a great way to love your neighbors, pray for, or your enemies, pray for them and call them to repentance.
That's right. And we know that there are definitely enemies listening to this broadcast right now.
Yes, there are.
And so, to all of you, to each of you, I'd like to say that, you've been led down the wrong path. I had been led down the wrong path during college, of course, because there were communist professors.
Right.
And I was believing a whole lot of the stuff that a lot of the green people are spouting today. And it was because I was lied to. I paid for an education that I was expecting to get a real education, but instead it ended up being lies.
Yeah.
Lies, you know, to benefit the global dominant structure.
That's right.
And so that's just a word to you in the right direction that you can find the truth and you're not following the truth right now. And so I just encourage you to turn back and if nothing else, you know, look long enough, try to open the book of John in the Bible and see if you can read through that at all and see if you can find any fault in that. And so I just encourage you to start there.
Good. Good word. All right. Thank you. We'll go ahead and take a break. If you want to send us your thoughts and a constructive criticism, then you can email us at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And that's our website, radiofreeredoubt.com. Thank you guys for helping to spread the word about Radio Free Redoubt to your like-minded friends and family. This segment was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense to give you the home field advantage with customized training at your home or at your business or your vehicle, your world that you live in on a day-to-day basis, customized professional training. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this.
I've often heard atheists and so-called progressives argue that the founders weren't Christians and that this was never a Christian nation. They like to say that men like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were deists. Well, so what if they were deists? Being a deist simply means that God doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. But after seeing God's hand in the making of their newly won nation, they gave God full credit. In a letter to William Strahan in 1784, Benjamin Franklin said this, "My dear friend, do not imagine that I am vain enough to ascribe our success," he was speaking about the revolution, "to any superiority on their part. If it had not been for the justice of our cause and the consequent interposition of Providence in which we had faith, we must have been ruined. If I had ever before been an atheist, I should now have been convinced of the being and government of a deity." And Thomas Jefferson wrote this, "Of all the systems of morality, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." Don't believe the lies of the revisionist historians. They'll deceive you every time if you don't know the truth. I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with the authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, helping you to take your preparations to the next level. prepping2-0.com is the website to go and check out that podcast. And I think it's really important. We're going to see food shortages. We are going to see electrical shortages. It's just something that comes part and parcel when
that's
you see
right. That's,
communism.
That's part of communism. Yep.
Yep. Yep. You go to the East. I've been to communist countries. I was in Berlin two weeks before the wall fell.
Yep.
It was just quite an amazing thing. But you see communism, it's deteriorated, it's grungy,
depressed.
It is depressed. Infrastructure fails all the time. They're always having...
There's never a constant supply of anything.
I know. Elevators don't work. Nobody knows what. Electricity's out. Rolling brownouts. The telephones aren't working. Food supplies. They're standing in line for some things. There's an abundance of something. And then you can never get this other thing or you stand in line for it.
Right.
So it goes hand in hand.
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, prepping, get your preps up, really important. Okay, what I want to jump into right here, guys, is this is really important. They are now fully into the demonization phase, and the criminalization phase is right on the cusp of it. This is something that was – what they're doing is they're laying down the narrative right now. They're creating the narrative. They're laying down the foundation for where they're planning on going. We have history to look at. The Bolshevik Revolution, oh, they were stunned. They were taken off. They didn't see it coming, right? The Stalin taking over or Venezuela or Cuba or all the other examples, Pol Pot and China – we now have a long track record to see how these guys operate, and with amazing predictability, we
That's
know
right.
where they're going.
Yep.
So it's coming up very quickly. We're on the edge of criminalization, and then incarceration, and then extermination. I promise you. Okay, this is for your situational awareness. This alert was put out from Alerts USA, who picked up a Homeland Security advisory that was put out yesterday. Listen to this. The Acting Secretary of Homeland Security has issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin due to a heightened threat environment across the United States, which DHS believes will persist in the weeks following the successful presidential inauguration. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. This is in effect from January 27th. It expires April 30th, 2021. So domestic extremism, extremist groups, inciting. So anyone who says stand up against communism and then this is the perfect setup for a false flag.
Yep.
Mass shooting, a bombing or something like that's going to happen. It's going to be a total setup. And they're going to say, aha, this is it. And they are going to, guys, get ready. It's going to happen. It's going to happen so blindingly fast.
Yep.
It's going to make everyone's head spin how quick our country is going to change when this false flag event happens. Here comes the conspiracy theory, right? Someone is conspiring. That's my theory. And when it happens, everybody's head's going to spin like a top at how fast these guys respond.
That's right.
And then it won't be theory.
Yep.
It will be headlines.
Well, because what they do is they come after the very first groups that these regimes come after is always the political dissidents.
Right.
Always.
Yes.
That's always the first group. The Nazi concentration camps were first filled with political dissidents before even Jews. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
And So all political dissidents, these are Trumpers. That's all of us 100 million people out here. So, boy, hope they've got, I'm sure they must have a big camp somewhere. So just be prepared. Know your history, people. Know your history in order to know your enemy. This is who we're dealing with now.
That's right.
And so, for the Thrash a Commie Thursday portion of today, I was just reading, there were 45 Republican senators that voted against the Trump impeachment trial and say that it's unconstitutional. And so what happened was 45 Republican senators voted against holding an impeachment trial of President Donald Trump over his remarks at the U.S. Capitol, saying it would be unconstitutional to impeach a former president. They're all these, I'm sorry, forgive me, all these stupid 45 Republican senators just agreed to impeach a former president. He's not a former president, first of all. Get it straight, people. He was the rightful legal winner of this election, and and legally, he is the only legal president allowed to sit there. And so it says all but five GOP senators sided with an effort proposed by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, sending a signal that there are not enough votes to convict Trump. Convicting a president during a Senate impeachment trial requires a two-thirds majority. Now, these are the guys, I'm not happy with any of them, but these guys here, Republican Senators Mitt Romney from Utah, Ben Sasse from Nebraska, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, voted with Democrats to reject. They voted with the Democrats to reject Rand Paul's order, suggesting that the five senators will vote to convict Trump. These are supposed Republicans.
Not that I'm
happy with any of the Republicans
deviated so far from the Republican platform.
Right. And Romney was the only Republican senator to vote to convict Trump during his first impeachment trial in 2020.
Wow.
And so, you know, where do you begin?
Thrashing all the people that keep voting him in there down there in Utah? What is your people's problem?
I know. He's clearly not a Republican.
No, he's anti-American as you can get.
And none of these other 45 so-called Republicans should be ever acknowledging a criminal takeover of the presidency.
I know.
And just sweeping it under the rug like it was nothing, like we didn't have just huge amounts of evidence.
Unbelievable. Well, we've got a lot to cover. I didn't get time to cover these action items, but I'm going to post them on radiofreeredoubt.com. So be looking for that today. Mail alternatives for secure mail and news sources.
Right. You all have a fantastic day, a Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you out there.